Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping it real. So you know we're on a roll when we start coming at you like that right off the top. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. And yes, once again, you are at the right place at the right time. It is truly my honor, my pleasure to thank you for taking time out to tune in again to Progressive News Weekly. And for our regulars, you know what the deal is. It's where we keep it real, and we keep it live all the time. It's a program that's truly intended to encourage the listeners, inspire the listeners, empower the listeners, fill the listeners to get involved. To make a difference. No talking heads here, folks. We're about making it happen. We're about what they say, A-C-T-I-O-N. And that is the truth. Week in and week out, we bring you news and information that's gathered from around the country, sometimes around the world. It's typically topics and or guests that you won't hear or see on mainstream media. And if you should hear or see these topics or guests on mainstream media, so often it's presented with a spin or some political or business interest, and we just simply don't go there here with Progressive News Weekly. So again, thank all of the listeners, especially those who have been with us here at Progressive News Weekly for the last, we're approaching 10 years, folks. So for those of you who are new, you may be saying, wow, how did I miss that? Have no fear. We are going to be around, and you can catch our archives on blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's R-E-N-F. And we go back several years on the archive, so you can catch some of the real good programming that we've had over the years, including some notables. And we're not just about names, but we do have a few under our belt. Well, my mentor, my friend, Mr. Dick Gregory, but we can talk about many others. Amiri Baraka, another person who mentored me up in this business, who was one of the first guests on my program back when I was airing in New York on Broadway for several years. We've had Mr. Dennis Kucinich, so we've gone a little bit political, but we kept it real. We asked the tough questions. We've even had, I'm laughing a little bit because it's an interview I'll never forget, Mr. Ed Koch. And we had a little spirited conversation about bombing in the Middle East with uranium-tipped warhead. I'll never forget, it got a little bit spirited. May he rest in peace. But we've had some fun over the years, folks, and we just, plan to keep it going. And we ask that you continue to send in your suggestions, because most, if not much, at least, of our programming comes from you, the listeners, for you, by you, and of you. So if you know of news and or information and or topics that you believe should be hitting mainstream that's not, or if it is, it's not getting the time or the unadulterated attention that it really deserves, drop me an email, Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore, C-L-A, 1-8, at MSN.com. And, of course, we'll look into it. We just don't bring anyone to the airwaves here, because we have standards. So you can believe I'm going to vet the topic and or the guest, make sure everything is on the up and up. If that's the deal, we're going to bring it straight with no chaser. This evening, I'm honored to say we're going to do a little something for one of the most iconic individuals, I believe, that ever walked this planet. And I'm saying that as a factoid. Even more than I thought as recently as just a month ago, as I began to research and look at his background, and as I did, I began to realize, wow, more than I even realized. We're talking about, of course, the great, I won't say late, that would be a good one, but the great Aretha Franklin. Blessed us on this earth and has now moved on to a higher plane. So this evening, we're going to do a little bit of a tribute for Miss Franklin. And we're going to do so with some special guests to help us out, in addition to you, the listener. would love to have your input. I know that this individual has, well, touched many, many of the listeners here at Progressive News Weekly, just knowing our demographics. So if you have something you'd like to say about her life, her legacy, even her going home celebration, let's have some discussion this evening. And as I said, we have a couple of guests, and I'm thrilled to say are going to be joining us and kind of sitting on the virtual platform with me. And I say virtual because they are not in studio, as most of our guests are not. But they're here with us on a virtual basis, and so they're going to be sort of co-hosting with me this evening, and I'm just so pleased to have that opportunity, because these are critical thinkers that'll be joining us. If you're on my mailing list or on my text list, and if you're a regular listener, you can get on the text list. That means you get a notice to your phone to let you know what's happening. For our special listeners, so if you got that text, just know you're special. We appreciate you especially for tuning in. If you're on one of those lists, then you know who I'm referring to as our special guest. And if you're not, you might want to just try to get on that list. Drop me an email, Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L _ CLA18 at MSN.com. And I'll reach out to you and get you added onto our mail list. So, as I said, this evening we're going to do a little bit of a tribute, just a little something. And because this iconic individual is so profound, there's no way we can do it in one program. So just keep tuned with us. Keep tuned with us, and we're gonna be coming back with some more of this wonderfully great woman. You know, there's some factoids that most of us know, or many of us know. Maybe most of us don't know. Aretha was a Midwesterner, like yours truly. Most of you, or many of you, know I'm a Clevelander, born and bred, go Browns, true fan, no fair weather fan. Now you can imagine, yeah, I get grilled when I'm hanging out with the fellas. Oh, Browns, that's all right. We're coming back. So yeah, Midwesterner, Detroit, raised, though not born, and he don't realize that, in Detroit. Did not get her rear end on any type of a jet plane. If it wasn't a bus, it wasn't happening. You know, she was true to herself. She, as I like to say, kept it real. And she was true to herself. And that's what it's about. As I believe it was Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. And if nobody could ever live that, It was a prank. Oh yeah, she definitely kept it real. So throughout the program, we're gonna of course play a few things from Aretha, and on the other side of this little brief interlude, I'm gonna bring someone to the airway who's near and dear to me. Of course, I haven't mentioned who our special guests are. I do that intentionally because I want you all to drop me an email and let me know you're listening. I you know, we're technology driven here. My engineer and producer, as many of you have heard him, when he's unable to make the program because he's all over the place, all over the country, and I'm blessed for him to be my partner for the last 8 years. Mr. Cecil Daniel, who is in the background, busy making sure that the wires are connected and you're being heard, and things are happening, and my uploads are happening, and my downloads are happening. But he's a wealth of information. He's a musician. He's a national leader for the Boy Scouts. Just like I said, blessed to have a partner like Craig. Shout out to you. Excuse me, like Cecil. But I know he's traveling, but he's going to try to tune in later on. So he would be also a special guest joining us. But I'm referring, I'm actually referring to the first guest that we're going to have on, who is near and dear to me, affectionately. Laughter to his folks. Referred to as Cosmic Beauty. And she is a jazz aficionado, well-respected jazz background, and she's gonna be weighing in on Miss Franklin. And she, over the years, as many musicians have, been influenced by this special lady. So she'll be joining us on the other half of this little brief interlude that we're going to have. And then I'll be bringing on Dr. Craig Wright. And he has a special, special tribute using numbers. For those of you who are listeners, Dr. Wright is a numerologist. And I'll be talking about more of his background and special talents as well. But again, all of that on the other side of just something else, just a little something-something, one of my favorites, because this lady kept it real. She kept it rocking. She never stopped. So let's just go with this right now. Okay, that's just a little bit of something, something. I just wanted you to digest that, folks. So we're getting ready to get live and real into this program right now. And, you know, as I said, our first guest, very near and dear to me, as I said, affectionately and respectfully referred to as Cosmic Beauty, Miss Norma Clark, truly a jazz artist of artists, well respected in the annuals of music. She was part of our panel discussion that we've had over the last year and a half, where we have been bringing in individuals that have had marks on the music industry over decades, discussing where has music gone, what turn has it taken in the last 10, 15 years, or even 20. And so she joins us again. She's a songwriter, truly an authentic jazz vocalist for over 40 decades, and she has shown the commitment to the art of music. She's near and dear to me, as I said. There's no coincidence in the last name. I'm blessed to have been around that talent for many, many years. She began as a classical student, singer of music before transitioning to jazz and ultimately contemporary music. She's worked with many musical greats, and I'm sure she's come across somewhere, you know, they say 7 degrees of separation, Miss Aretha Franklin. But she's worked with such greats as Eddie Bachus, you know, a mentor who worked many years with Roland Kirk. And for those of you who know jazz, you know who I'm referring to there. But her spirit and unique blend of chords just touch your soul. And at one point soon, we'll be having her back to do a piece for us. But right now, it's about Miss Aretha Franklin. And so without further ado, I thank her for spontaneously saying, well, she couldn't say no, you know how that goes with family, but for spontaneously saying, yeah, Daryl, I'll come on and I'll say a few words. As many artists are modest, but Miss Norma Clark, hey, how you doing, Cosmic?
Hi, Cosmic darling. Beauty. Hi, darling. You're Cosmic Beauty. Hi, darling. And the introduction was wonderful, Daryl. Daryl always forgets. He doesn't know, but that blues harmonica plan that I did, I started at 14. That's what got me into a lot of clubs to meet some of the greats. They said, what, she's a singer that plays harmonica? And that is what got me in so that they could hear me singing, so I can never leave that part of my music ability out. That was, I never thought it was going to happen, but it really helped me open doors. First thought, I'd like to express my sincere appreciation to Daryl, the host of Progressive News Weekly, for allowing me the opportunity and honor to do what a lot of people would love to do on air, and that is to be a part of the tribute to Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul. Daryl, thank you so much for that, all right? I'd like to also say, first off, I'd like to say that in this country, when we look at the greater than great groundbreaking personalities who have passed on to the next life, we more often than not find that they pass on in groups of three. And Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is no exception. Dig this. She even earned the title Queen of Soul. You know, that alone means that she's in a class of her own. Gospel singer turned R&B, as we know, a force to reckon with for all singers to follow, and that is from now on. But, you know, she passed on, and I do have to mention, she passed on with two other greats in their genre. This is Senator John McCain. I'd like to mention that he helped us realize politically that we can agree to disagree. And that is very groundbreaking in itself. They usually agree, disagree, and from then on, it knuckles up and they're fighting out. But by seeing Obama and Clinton on at his memorial, that's testimony that they can agree to disagree. Another one, great one, who is an author and playwright, Neil Simon. I don't know how many of you guys can remember The Odd Couple. but he came out with that. He's done numerous things, but that is something he's very well known. And all of these three people, of course, Aretha Franklin, they all died within weeks of each. So there it is again, these groups of astonishing people who die or pass on in groups of three. Like to say that when Aretha Franklin came out, a lot of R&B singers will follow, even in vain to imitate. As we know, in 1987, she was the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that induction alone gives her the title. And she's a force to reckon with, and she can hold on to it for all the singers to come. So the singers to come got a first bite off a little bit of what Aretha Franklin was doing. And even after that, maybe a long way before they could even be compared to her. I loved her. I was very a young kid when we listened to Aretha Franklin. But we grew up, my influence was jazz. You know, I had an uncle who was born with perfect pitch. He played trumpet. And along with him came some of the greats like Willie Smith. I won't go on. He brought those type of people around me. So when I started out doing the classical, my goal then was to do jazz. But Aretha Franklin is someone that we listen to all the time. Because of the time, like in 1967, I was like 14, you know, and we were up, we were fighting real battles, riots, et cetera, against racism. So that song really held had two purposes for us, you know, love wise, and then also the respect that, in that case, black people were fighting for. So, and this is what, I mean, she cemented it, you know. Along with that was her I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Loved You. That was filled with so much feeling that even at 14, it made me feel that I knew what love was about. You know, it was so, so strong. And I do have to attribute this to her spirituality. People may not agree, but some of the things that I think is missing in the young vocalists that I listen to now is that special spirituality, that sound of spirituality that is only cemented within you from the love of God, you know. And I'm one of the ones, I'm not going to get off into us debating whether there is or is not one, but I do find that the ones just like Patti LaBelle and Chaka Khan, these people that love and have that feeling for God in them, they have that extra something. You can hit these notes and do all these runs and everything, but there's something that's missing, and it is that spirituality, which, of course, Aretha Franklin had. So I'd like to mention that. I would like to say also that D.L. Hughley, the comedian, he had a comment, made a comment, and he said Aretha was never in a room where she was outdone or bigger than any other celebrity, that she was equal to President Obama. She's in the room with him, Clinton, and in her genre, she was queen of what she stood for. She's always been in a room with celebrities of her category and beneath it. So that is one thing. Again, I'd like to thank Gerald so much for allowing me to comment about her. As I was thinking about her and what she did, I began to cry. Because when you're living it, it's a little bit different than when you're looking at, you know, back at it. So it made me think about the times there, us and our black nationalist pants, even the girls had their black pants and walking the streets and, you know, et cetera, because of the racism that was going on, and singing R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me, and going on with that as our, not our motto song, you know, but also a part of that. You know, there's no other words that I can say that what she's done has transcended all the vocals that can be done as far as R&B is concerned. And one more note I'd like to say, you find God in your life and let that touch that spirituality, and you sing the type of music Aretha Franklin sing, you will then find that you can touch onto that sound that she had. You will find it. You may not be able to outdo her, but you will tap into that. And this is one thing that is greatly missing in the sounds that I hear today. With that, I'd like to thank Daryl, and I thank you all for the opportunity and the honor to give respect to Aretha Franklin. Thank you, Daryl. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my cosmic beauty.
You're welcome.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to ask you, you know, we're doing another little interlude that is going to be has been inspired by some of your words, because you said a few things there, Cosmic, and I'm just going to refer you as Cosmic Beauty because you are a Cosmic Beauty, even though, you know, I know you as Norm, but you are my Cosmic Beauty. And so you said a few things. You said respect and how she ingrained that. You see, and that's why I appreciate you also being a part of the music forum that we've been doing for the last year. We're going to continue doing that, listeners. If you don't know about it, you can go back to the archives and just you know, go back through. I think we did one in early part of this year. We did about three or four, and we're just talking about music and how it's evolved or regressed, depending on your perspective, generally speaking. But you said something interesting. You said that she was involved, not just for herself in putting out music that inspired people and helped people to live, because that was something that you talked about. That was that's a beautiful thing about jazz, which I know you embrace so much, is that the music should be more than just pleasant to the ears. It should be good for the mind. And
it's got to touch.
It has to. She did that in so many ways. She connected the music to what was going on in society. Like you said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Tell me what it means to me. I mean, she embodied what was going on at the time. And she also gave you an understanding, or at least a sense, because you could be so young, you really didn't know. I was, you know, you and me, we the same age. And so I was kind of feeling love some kind of way and really wasn't old enough to know what love really was.
You,
you know what I mean?
Making
you
know,
it was
know what
beautiful
it was.
Thing.
It was
a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna do a little musical interlude, you know, just talking a little bit about that and how she embodied that. I mean, she was singing some love songs. We don't have enough love songs. That's another thing we're going to talk about next time you're on the forum, Cosmic. We don't have enough love. Not enough love songs out there. But you know, one that I used to, you know, listen to was one that just resonates with me in terms of a love song, and then we're going to do something that everybody knows about what she did in the 60s, related to the struggle, at least, that helped uplift us. Let's not forget James Brown, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." Well, Aretha was right up in there. I'm going to give everybody one little nugget. See, you didn't understand. See, Colin Kaepernick, let me say this. We're going to have some dialogue here tonight, okay? This show is extended, so we're going to go until we can't go.
Yes.
Listen, folks,
yes.
Colin Kaepernick, I don't care what you say about him, the man or Nike and all these folks burning their shoes, please don't burn them. Throw them over here. I'll take them, as long as they ain't got no kind of fungus in them. Don't be burning them. There's folks that want them shoes.
you know
what I'm saying? But listen, the man stood up for something. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping catches on. Because, you know, our entertainers, relatively speaking, as much as they could be doing. I said it. Yes, I did. Let me see if I can think of somebody else I can insult before off the phone. And if you got a comment, please bring it, because we can talk. Now, we can have some discourse, and
we can
disagree. We're not going to be disagreeable, because I will pull the plug. We ain't going
to
have nobody up taking my show.
We can have disagreement.
We can agree to disagree. Yeah. The call-in number is 347-838-9142, as we always keep it live, 347-838-9142. And let us know your thoughts about Miss Aretha Franklin. Is there anything that she touched in a special way with you or a loved one? But I just want to say that she was an activist. A lot of folks don't know that, as many of the entertainers and athletes were back in the day. See, anybody remember Angela Davis? Guess who posted bail for her? Okay, let's keep it real.
Uh-huh.
Anybody ever heard of Martin Luther King? Many people don't know. You know, Dick Gregory was involved, and he spent a bundle of money. I ain't talking thousands. I'm talking tens of thousands. I got it recorded, and he and I have had many conversations about it. But Aretha Franklin, when they first ran out of money, it was Harry Belafonte and Aretha Franklin. They did a tour, 10 shows, and they raised money for MLK Jr.
Yes.
See, a lot of folks don't know. She was up in that mix, too. She was up in that mix.
She
was very politically, socially conscious.
Yes.
And I know you, because you was you.
Thing.
I know you.
We were kids.
You was up in that mix. Yeah, yeah. So
we're gonna
give a little tribute. We're gonna do a little something on that end, but eventually, because you know we got to pay that RESPCT. But before, I want to get back to that.
Never love the man the way I love you. Oh boy.
Yeah, we gotta get. I don't know if I can cue that one up. I have to see with Cecil. Can you cue that one up?
Oh boy,
I'm gonna throw another one out. Okay, I'm gonna throw another one here. Here's one. Here's just some love songs up right here. Dreaming and thinking of you. Anybody know can relate to that or thought they could relate to it? Listen, folks, it's so much. And we got some other things that we're going to queue up, love songs and otherwise that Cosmic Beauty spoke of. But right now, without further ado, let's bring on our special guest, Mr. Craig, Dr. Craig Wright. But he's over the many years, we become so close. He's like a brother, and I know that you all, my listeners, for the most part, you've come to know Dr. Wright as a serious professional, a numerologist, well respected in his acumen. I mean, I can go on talking about Dr. Craig Wright, numerous talk shows around the country. Has been respected internationally for his acumen. He's an authoritarian, and he's a metaphysicist. And we've talked about that many times in terms of, you heard Ms. Clark talk about energy. He studied religion in depth and links often numerology to religion for those naysayers. So, there's more to Dr. Wright than that, though, on the human side. When they were gunning down folks in the streets, and I related to it because of what happened in Cleveland, and he related to it because of what happened in Baltimore, and maybe in your area you could relate to it as well because of what happened near you, because, you know, it was going on all around the country. And I can remember that he was on air. We were having the discussion about the children, especially with being shot. There's such a human side to Dr. Wright. And so there's no coincidence that I asked him and I waited for this tribute, hoping that he would say yes, and he would probably say, what else would I say? But I, you know, I know he's very, very busy and he's traveling always. But when he said yes, Daryl, I'll contribute to the tribute. I was just thrilled. So you'll hear what's going on with regard to numerology and how the numbers match up with Miss Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul. But you'll probably hear another side as well, because outside of his professionalism, he's a heck of a human being. Dr. Wright, are you there?
Yes, I am, Daryl.
Thank you for joining us on another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you for the opportunity. Doing just fine, thank you. And again, I want to thank you for the opportunity to participate and share and attribute to this great soul who truly served as a liberating force here in our community.
Dr. Wright, you know, we not too far, I don't believe, in age, so I know that you can relate to the legacy of music that she brings. Is there anything that she touched you in any special way, in any, for any particular reason, whether it was her just character, her way she presented herself, or any particular music or anything that Aretha, you could say, touched you as you look back?
Well, yes. I was a child of the 60s, and I got to witness firsthand changes in our society as they regard the civil rights movement. And before figures like Aretha, we were bombarded on TV with stereotypical figures of black females, being cooks or playing other roles, but Aretha showed us superstar quality, and in that, just being herself gave us the opportunity to outpicture an image of someone who looked like us who could become successful. And that in and of itself had a tremendous impact. A tremendous impact. You can't even measure that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Was there any particular song that stood out for you? That,
well, I guess as has already been mentioned, the song Respect. Stood out. It pretty much became an anthem for the civil rights movement, later on an anthem for gender movements, and it's still noteworthy today, that song, Respect. Her music, her presence, had an impact and an influence on me as well as the rest of the planet. And as I look at her name and her birthday, as you know, I am a numerologist, and looking at her name, our first guest mentioned spirituality. Well, Aretha was born on the 25th, and 2 plus 5 is 7, and that is the most spiritual of all the numbers. Her year, 1942. 1 plus 9 plus 4 and 2 is 16, and 1 plus 6 is 7. So the birthday reveals our gifts from the Creator. So when you have 2 sevens, as she did, there's tremendous, tremendous spirituality, as was mentioned previously on the show. Her month is the number 3, And that's also a very spiritual number. The story of Jesus is about the number three. Saw it by three wise men and arose on the third day. I left a lot of threes out, but his entire story is about the number three. He was a council of the 12. 1 + 2 = 3. He was betrayed by 30 pieces of silver. 3 + 0 = 3. So the 3 is also a very spiritual number. So Aretha had that. She was coming from a very spiritual perspective. If we add her month, her day, and her year together, 3 and 25 is 28. Her year is a 16. 1942 is a 16. 28 and 16 is the number 44, Daryl. And that's a symbol for the Master Liberator, a number that was prevalent in both Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a 44, and also Nelson Mandela was also a 44. So this is a side of Aretha that most people did not see. She was behind the scenes working in the movement. We see and hear about Dr. King and the Freedom Riders on the bus. Well, guess who was buying the gas? Guess who was keeping those buses rolling? Aretha and Harry Belafonte. That's correct. And as you mentioned before, she was first to step up. And people say, okay, well, so she wanted to bail out Angela Davis. Well, you have to understand, Angela Davis was a member of the Black Panther Party, and they were touted by the government, particularly the FBI, to be the most dangerous organization in America. The most dangerous organization in America. So for Aretha to step up, given her all that she had to lose, I'm thinking of Colin Kaepernick right now, but for Aretha to step up and make a statement that I will pay the bail for this lady, and she went on to say, Black people gave me my money. They bought my music. I will stand up and spend my money for them. And most people don't see that side or don't hear that side about her fight in the movement, liberating our people. That was the 44, her birthday, the Master Liberator side. But then there was the artist side, her name. Her name was a number 3. Aretha was an 8. Louise is a 9. And Franklin is a 4. 8 + 9 = 4 = 21. And 2 + 1 = 3. And the number 3, I mentioned it before, in relation to the story of Christ, very spiritual vibration. But the 3 is also the number of the performing arts. So we all know she was a performer extraordinaire. 3s love life, the joy of social contacts, entertainment, new experiences. 3s are here to sing, paint, dance, write, anything artistic, decorative, and they radiate love like the sun. They warm the lives of others. They draw people to them like a magnet. She had a magnetic personality and many, many, many admirers. When asked who was going to sing, Obama did not hesitate and say he wanted Aretha because he was very much aware of the history of the movement and the part that she played. So with her ability to communicate, she was able to influence others. She put her talent together for entertaining and communicating and put it to good use, helping the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged. 3s like to be on stage and to entertain. They love the good life. And 3s often achieve recognition as she did.
So now that's her first name. So is there more information if you add?
That was all of her names. Her first name is an 8. Her first name was an 8. Her middle name was a 9. And her last name was a 4. So by adding an 8 + 9 + 4, added up to 21, and 2 + 1 = 3. So the 3 was...
I didn't realize okay. you added Louise in there, right? That middle name.
Yes, I did.
Oh, right. I should have known. Louise
is actually a number 9, so that is selfless. It doesn't change anything. If you add 9 to something, it stays the same. If you add 9 to 1, it's 10, but 1 plus 0 is still 1. So Louise, that aspect, that is a love vibration. The number 9 is a love vibration, selfless giving, giving without thought of return. This is what enabled her to take her abundance and use it in a philanthropic manner of assisting the movement. This was money she did not expect to get back. This was money that she was utilizing, and this was her way of giving back, of showing her love for the culture, for society, and her support for the movement. That's the number 9, selfless giving. And that's Louise.
That's beautiful to get that insight, and how those numbers just sell her out. I mean, spirituality with the 7, you know, the 3, with additionally, talk about spirituality, you said that's the number for Jesus, and then to see that she has some of the same numerological connections as two of the greats on the planet, Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King, it just encapsulates, you know, your synopsis of who this woman is. Her spirit lives on.
Yes, a great soul.
Boy, we so appreciate it. Dr. Wright, I want to just let our listeners know, you will, if we have listeners that want to get some insight in terms of numbers, as you have in previous visits, give an individual insight based on birth date or name and or name. Would you be willing to do that for a few of our listeners? If they would?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, Dr. Wright is willing to do a free, brief numerological reading. So if you have someone in your family or yourself that you'd like to get a little insight on, it might be a cousin or a mother or dad or someone who just had a significant birth date who you want to get some insight, press 1 on your dial right now, and someone will put you in queue, and you can ask Dr. Wright, you know, what the numbers say about that individual. Again, just press 1 on your dial if you'd like to get some insight for any reason from Dr. Wright, or if you'd like to comment on Aretha Franklin, or if there was something that you'd like to say in tribute to Aretha Franklin, press 1 on your dial now, and we'll get right to you after a quick little additional brief interlude. I told you that we're going to come back with some more love, because that's going to be our theme. Love, self-respect, and making a difference. That's who Aretha was. And so with that, Cosmic Beauty was mentioning a love song, and I can't find the one she was looking for, but here's one that I want to mention. This is a song that Stevie, we all know who Stevie, we can just use his first name, he wrote for her. And it's so interesting. We all know she's a Detroit Motown kid. And we probably, from seeing the eulogies, know the story of Berry Gordy, and Smokey and her were childhood friends. I think he said they were like 12 years old. But she never joined Motown. And Berry, you know, I've seen the interview, says, boy, he could kick himself because he just saw her as this little young girl who just seemed to have talent but never knew. So that was one he missed. But Stevie wrote this particular song for her, and the story is that Stevie was going to do it for himself, but felt like when she puts her mark on it, it would not be the same. And, you know, there's another saying that says, you know how some singers will do a makeover of a song. Well, once Aretha does somebody's song, it doesn't belong to them anymore. It's hers. I mean, she just has that presence, that talent. But here's a song written by Stevie, sang by Aretha, which just embodies the spirit of love that she's really all about. On the other side of this, we're going to take some more calls. Press 1 on your dial if you want to comment. Folks in queue, Dr. Wright, we're going to go first in queue. We have, Cosmic Beauty. Hello?
I got dibs. Yes, right. I got dibs. But I might have misunderstood. I might have misunderstood. I thought that you could ask personal questions, but you want us to ask questions about Aretha Franklin?
Well, any comment that you have about Aretha Franklin, or if you have a comment for Dr. Wright, we're just keeping it real. We're just opening up the lines tonight. So, whatever's on your mind.
Because this what I'm speaking about has to do with me. And so if that's all right, I was going to try to bring it to the doctor personally to try to reach him in a personal way, but that never occurred. And he did do a rundown on me one time. I know all my birth date and everything, that equals 9, and which he had told me. And I'm asking about something that has to do with my health issues. And I was wondering if there's any way in the numbers, any way that the numbers show that how I could get out of this problem that I'm having with some what they call crippling chronic pain. And if I could, if some of the adhesions and also the, you know, the pain medication that is most appropriate for it is a contradictory. It's not good for me, you know, breathing wise. So I was wondering if anywhere in my numbers did he see me working this out anytime. And it's been going on a long time.
Dr. Wright, you want to get her numbers again or see what do you say to that?
Well, I have to say that, I am Dr. Craig Wright, but I'm not a medical doctor. I don't want listeners to be misunderstood.
Oh, doctor, I didn't mean it in that way. I meant that if there are any ways in the numbers that may show, no, not that you're a doctor at all, but do the numbers reveal that, you know, I will work this out? You know, either with a doctor or a medical doctor or anything, do they show any way of me resolving it? That's what I was wondering. I know that you're not a doctor.
As I was saying, I can't recommend. You had said, can I recommend something or for pain? Or no, man, I can't do anything like that.
No. I meant, did you see any way of me resolving it? I wasn't asking you to recommend anything, but did the numbers happen to show you that I would resolve that in any way?
Well, Dr. Wright, can you give her any insight based on her name or birth date?
Well, yes, I can give her a forecast, but again, I want to emphasize I don't give any type of medical advice, and I don't give any type of insights on how to deal with ailments or pain.
Okay.
That's not what numerology is about.
I could
make a suggestion to you. I could make a suggestion to you if you wanted to look into the root of your pain, if you found out that the medication that you're being given is not helping you. That's pretty common. It's a pretty common complaint these days. People are complaining about the pain pills that they're being prescribed. I would suggest you utilize the internet. We live in the age of Google, where you can put any question that you have and search it.
Okay.
So I would suggest that you think about that way. I don't give medical advice, but I'm sure you can find some alternatives. People are talking about alternatives to opioids online.
So there is a way to resolve it then, without going into numerology, you know. You're saying,
I would suggest you search alternatives to opioids.
I understand perfectly, and I thank you.
And I think that will give you the insight that you're looking for.
I understand, and I accept that, and thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome. I hope you will find something that will help.
Thank you. I will. I know I will.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cosmic. We appreciate that comment and for you sharing.
Love y'all. I love y'all.
Okay, so we have another caller. We have 609. You are on the air. 609-321. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Okay, I think I recognize your voice. Another one of our regular listeners. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I hope you've been enjoying our tribute to Aretha.
I have.
Did you have a comment about Aretha and or a question for Dr. Wright, either or both?
Well,
did Aretha have any impact on your life?
Well, it seems that's why I loved her so much. We have the same middle name.
Oh, wow.
And I was intrigued with the doctor when he said that, you know. Those qualities on number 9 fit me, so I thought I would let him get the whole thing so I could learn some more.
All right.
Okay,
Dr. Wright.
When is your birthday? When is your birthday?
My birthday is October the 11th.
Okay. The number 11 is called the Master Teacher Vibration. All double digits are master numbers. Master numbers are testing numbers that make life a little more challenging, but also offer the opportunity for more accomplishment. The idea in numerology is we were created by the Word of God. And words are vibrations that we use letters and numbers as symbols for. Like the prophet Jeremiah, each of us has a contract with God before we're formed in the womb. The birthday reveals God's part of the bargain. You were born in October. That's the number 10. 1 stands for leadership, and 0 is a symbol for God. So the number 10, if you're born in October, as you are, your gift from God is leadership, and you have a direct connection to God. You may have setbacks, but they won't hold you back. The number 11 is 2 number 1, and that is called the Master Teacher Vibration because it's the symbol for light, the symbol for light. So you're a light bearer here to show others the way, to illuminate the path. And many 11s do so in the classroom, but when you're born on the 11th, whether you're in the classroom is or not doesn't matter, because 11s are the lesson, the way you walk, the way you talk, the things that you say, the clothes you wear. You are the lesson. 11s are God's example on earth. So Think of yourself as a lantern, as a light, God's lantern, here to illuminate the path of others. So if you find yourself in dark situations, it's not so your light will go out, but so you can illuminate. When you bring a candle into a dark room, the candle doesn't go out, the room lights up. And that's what you are here to do. Elevens, many of them are speakers. Obama was a speaker. Obama was a number 11, or is a number 11. Elevens are speakers. Many of them are poets, writers, artists. Elevens are also musicians and speakers. The name Jesus is the number 11, and he was proclaimed the light of the world.
Thank you so much.
That's me.
Darryl, you
so
know.
So does that? Yeah, I was just going to say some of that resonates with what you're going through, then, right?
Yes, it does.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me on there tonight. I listen from time to time.
We appreciate you. We have another listener. Thank you again, coming from that's New Jersey. All right, so we have another listener for 303-515. You are on the air with Progressive News Weekly and Dr. Craig Wright. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, and who are we talking with today?
And my name is Allison, and I've actually heard Craig on the radio before in the past, and he's just so fantastic with numbers. I just love listening to him.
Good.
Just very gifted man with numbers, truly.
Well, Allison, do you have a question, or would you like to get a brief reading from Dr. Wright this evening?
March 15th. You don't need the year. You're just going by the birth date. Is that correct?
If you'd like to share the year, I can share information with you about that as
I'm
well.
I'm not shy about that. 1957?
Okay. March 15th?
Correct.
1957. Okay. The number 15. The 15, we add 1 plus 5 to get 6. The number 6 is a symbol for service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, anything having to do with helping people, that's the number 6. Very often we see on TV the little ducklings and the other waterfowl that got caught in oil spills, and they put that detergent on it. The detergent is called Dawn. To wash them up and to rescue them. Well, the letter D is the fourth letter of the alphabet. That's a 4. A is the first letter. That's a 1. W is the 23rd. 2 plus 3 is 5. And the letter N is the 15th letter. I'm sorry, the 14th letter. 1 plus 4 is 5. So the word Don numerically is 4 plus 1 plus 5 plus 5. And that equals 15. So you're the rescuer. You're here to rescue people in need, just like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was also a number 15. He was there whenever he had a call for help, and you are too. The 6 is called the number of service, and we are taught in the scripture that the greatest among us will be the servants, not the kings, the queens, the wealthy. But those who are here to serve are the greatest among us. So, Allison, that would be you.
Uh-huh.
So, if we add your month and day, as up to 18, your year adds up to the number 22. 1 plus 9 plus 5 and 7. 18 to 22 is 40. And 4 plus 0 is 4. Now, the number 4 is a symbol for work and orderliness. Work and orderliness. But your 4 has a 0 beside it. The 0 is a symbol for God. So your gift, your month, day, and year, your gift, when we add it all together, indicates you have the ability to represent the orderliness of God. So when you come into a situation, you have the ability to change it for the better, to get it on a more solid footing. We find out about the number 40 in the Old Testament. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. washing away the old order, bringing about the new. So that's the 40, orderliness of God. Which means people are going to call you stubborn and mean and strict. Because most people are trying to avoid being orderly.
Yes.
When you come on, that's not going to be the case. So you have that great ability. 40s is also an entrepreneur vibration. So if you have it, you'll have an opportunity to have your own business. Many 40s like to design things, build things. So you may even design your own home. The 4 is an entrepreneur vibration of selling goods. Of selling goods. It's also associated with the building industry and the land. Your name, Allison, indicates if you should decide to write, something you write could make it to the big screen. But it also shows you'd be very good at writing how-to books or even laws and rules and regulations as well.
My name is spelled with one L, in case you spelled it with two, just to let you know. Most people put two L's in my name, but it's one. If that changes the calculation,
actually,
then...
Actually, the reference that I made to the reference that I made from your name came from your vowel total, the A, the I, and the O.
Okay, got it. Okay.
The A, the I, and the O.
Okay.
A, I, O adds up to 16, and that's the number of the writer.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's what I'm supposed to be doing with my life is writing some novels. That's my life purpose. I haven't done it. I'm 61. I haven't written a dang book. But you know what? I know I was born to do that, and I'm just putting it off. And I don't know if I'll ever do it. But you have hit the nail on the head. I am fantastic with the written word, and I love the written word. But more like novels, fictional, rather than how-to books, which I could do because I'm extremely methodical and very, very articulate in how things should be done. People have told me that for years, how clear my writing is. So instructional manuals will be very natural for me to do as well.
Yeah, and the time is approaching. You're entering a number 3 year in 2019.
Yep.
And that is a great time for communicating and expressing. You may want to put yourself in an environment, maybe take a creative writing class just to get that discipline around you, just to sort of prime the pump and get things going. Then you probably won't even need that once things get going.
You think so? Okay. That's nice to hear. I need something to get me going.
Yeah. A community college or a college or a creative writing class.
Yeah.
Just to get in that environment, get those juices flowing, and get that structure around you. It's a good time to get started. You can have a tremendous impact and a tremendous influence. You've got some stories to tell.
And they will
be teaching stories, and they will help rescue people and and prevent them from having to have certain experiences just by reading your books. They can read it. They don't have to go through it.
Well,
and learn the lessons that way.
Right. I enjoy journaling, but I'm not an autobiographical writer. I'm very private. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure how comfortable I would feel writing about my own life experiences. But I'm great.
Well, you know, you do that just by changing the names. You just change the names. Nobody will know it's here.
Yeah, that's what I would have to do. I definitely have a pen name in mind already anyway. So. Well, thank you. It's lovely to hear you on the radio again. You are so gifted, and your numerology is just spot on. And I'm telling that to everybody out there listening.
Thank you, Alice.
You're the real deal. You're the real deal.
Allison,
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Allison, for tuning in this evening. And you got a special bonus. You came in on our tribute to Aretha Franklin. Do you remember Aretha Franklin over the years in any way, in terms of her talent and music that resonates with you in any way?
No, I got to say, you know, I certainly know who she is. You know, I love music, so if you love music, it's impossible
mm-hmm.
not to know who she was. But
all right.
No,
all
she,
right.
she never served. She has no personal relevance, you know, but I appreciated her talent for sure.
Her talent, yes, yes. Well, who could not appreciate Aretha Franklin's talent, right?
That is very right, yes.
So we appreciate that alone. Thank you, Allison, for calling.
Thank you
for sharing Progressive News Weekly. Continue to share as we're here every Thursday. And if you'd like to get on our mail list, drop me an email to Daryl, Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com. So that's Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com. Thank you again, Allison, for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, so, you know, let's take another interlude. Dr. Wright, before you leave, I'd be remiss if I did not ask, and I'd like to do an interlude prior. If you could share what September, what the numbers bode for us for September, but I'd like to take a little interlude. We've been talking around this aspect of Miss Franklin, and that is the idea that she endorsed respect of self, number one. And, of course, respect of others. And we heard Ms. Clark mention it's a good thing when we can agree to disagree. And she mentioned Senator McCain in that saying. So with that said, we certainly could not do a tribute without this particular tune. One of the many theme songs of the 60s and 70s that were out. So, Dr. Wright, what about September? You know, that was a one of my favorite tunes, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember the days of September? What did September 2018 look like?
Well, this year, 2018, is a number 20 year, 2 plus 0 plus 18. So to find out the energy for September, we would add 9 to 20, giving us 29. And the number 29 is a symbol, and I'm going to be sharing information about the number 29, and my source is Numerology and the Divine Triangle by Faith Devane and Dusty Bunker, two of my favorite numerology authors. And they define the number 29 period as a learning period, a time for commercial opportunities, and also a time where we can get a helping hand. People will lend a helping hand during the number 29. It's a master number, 2 plus 9 is 11. So it's going to require more from us, but promise greater rewards. This is a month to keep your eyes open and watch for opportunities that can come your way. Be alert, use good judgment and insight in evaluating offers that will be presented this month. We should not overlook or ignore any possibility. Be prepared to take advantage of opportunities at hand and to grasp them. This is a month for business ventures and commercial opening. Okay, so if you've been thinking about writing a book, if you've been thinking about starting a business, you've been thinking about moving to a new home, this is a great month for making those types of moves. It's also a great month for partnerships. Partnerships. It's a 29, 2 plus 9 is 11, 1 plus 1 is 2, and 2 always means people coming together. Partnerships. Be open to new ideas. Be willing to accept the help that can come from others, people joining. Offers of help should be looked at carefully. This is a month where the right partner can help everything come into fruition. It's also a spiritual month. There are the number 11, a number of spirituality, a number of light, where we can receive during times of quietude and prayer and meditation. We can receive insights. We can tap into our true inner powers and bring them out into the light. This is a time of unfoldment. It's also a time where peers may recognize you for efforts. If we have been working on a project, this is a time where that project can come to fruition, and it's a time of receiving honor. And we certainly have been honoring a great, great soul tonight.
So, spiritual month, good time for partnerships. Don't ignore possibilities. Keep the radar up for possible opportunities, especially business ventures, commercial openings, and partnerships. A spiritual month, good time to take some inner soul perspective through prayer and meditation, tapping and utilizing our inner powers. Was that a fairly accurate synopsis of what I believe I heard?
That is a perfect synopsis of what I share.
Well, Dr. Wright, again, this has been a pleasure and an honor to be able to share the airwaves as we, speaking of spirituality and partnerships, gave a tribute that is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I wouldn't have wanted to share it with anyone else other than yourself and Cosmic. And so I truly, in my heart, thank you for what you have brought philanthropy to the program and to our listeners. You are a benevolent individual. I wish you nothing but the best. God's got his arms on you. And just let him keep lifting you up and taking you to higher heights.
Well, thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to share. And I want to thank your callers for listening to Progressive News Weekly. Encourage them to continue to tune in every week. And Daryl, until the next time, God bless.
God bless. You know, we've been talking about Aretha Franklin. I mentioned there's some tidbits about Aretha Franklin. And one of the tidbits is, she never did a program without honoring her gospel roots. And one of her more recognized was, of course, Say a Little Prayer. And we know about that song, Say a Little Prayer for You. But she was known for this one. Thank you for sharing this tribute to Aretha Franklin. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. We'll be back next Thursday with another program, Keeping It Real, Keeping It Live, for you, by you, and of you. We're going to play a couple of tunes on the way out for the spiritual soul who has ascended.
Listen, Mary.
Mary, don't you
weep. Tell your sister, don't moan.
Don't, Martha, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army.
All of your men got drowned in the sea one day.
Show me where you go. Show me where you buried him. Show me where you laid him down. And when he got back, Jesus said, for the benefit of you who don't believe.
As I said, we were going to keep it real and live this evening, giving that tribute to Miss Aretha Franklin. And that was from the icon herself, one of the iconic songs that she would sing from time to time in her concerts. Mary, Don't You Weep. What a spiritualist. We heard this evening from Dr. Craig Wright, our resident numerologist and metaphysicist, counselor and author and humanitarian, doing a tribute from a numerological perspective on the Queen of Soul. We also heard from Miss Norma Clark, affectionately, respectfully known as the Cosmic Beauty, jazz aficionado for over four decades, also doing a tribute to Miss Aretha Franklin. And thank you for all the listeners who tuned in. If you're just tuning in, and I know we have listeners that are tuning in at the back end of the program, you'll want to tune in the archive to catch this program. This was truly sweet. This was sweet. It doesn't match the sweetness with which the Queen of Soul brought to this planet. But there were some sprinkles of sweetness in this tribute. Go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and you will see the programming of Progressive News Weekly. That would be my program. There are other programs on that particular network. But my programs are listed by date and by guest and or topic. So to catch this one, you'll tune in to Progressive News Weekly with Dr. Craig Wright, September 6, 2018. And you can catch this show in its entirety. It began at about 6:45, and it was jam-packed with goodness, thanks to the goodness of the Queen of Soul. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly, where every Thursday We're here keeping it real, keeping it live for you, by you, and of you. It's news and information, truly, that you can use. Inspiring you, encouraging you, empowering you, and certainly instilling you to make a difference and get involved. Folks, will be here next week, same time, same place, and hoping that you'll be here with us. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Dial-in is the same, and the web access is still the same. We're going to close out with another. There's just so many. I don't want to stop this evening, but I am going to stop at the bottom of the hour. And we may have time for one more that we can kind of slip in here. But we're going to be celebrating. We're going to be celebrating Aretha all month. You can't celebrate Aretha in a week or a day. So we're going to be celebrating her music the entire month across all of our programming. So do tune in. We're going to be playing some tunes you probably didn't even know she made or redid. Because we said earlier, once Aretha does a song that someone else originally did, it belongs to Aretha. And we also talked about, in numerology perspective, that she has some of the same numerological attributes as two greats. She's a 44. Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela were 44. So think about that. And if you notice in her voice, she has a little resonance there that sounds like MLK Jr., if you notice. What a great lady. We're going to keep her alive in our spirit and just keep praying that as she is here in present spirit, she'll encourage some young lady just get a snippet of her coattail of energy and love. Because from my perspective, what's happening now, generally speaking, is not even lighting a candle yet. And something that I didn't speak of was the eulogy that took place. I'd be remiss if I didn't speak that I was disappointed in the Ariana Grande appearance. I thought it was inappropriate. It's me speaking. I've talked with many others who feel the same way, and there are a couple that I understand feel it was no big deal. But when you're honoring a great person, Ariana, I know there's 7 degrees of separation. Hopefully this word will get back to you, but I know it's all over the internet. Young lady, if you can't honor the person or persons that brought you here, then who are you? It's something to think about. You can't honor your roots, your seeds. Who are you? Is there any essence there? Just a little tidbit. I'm going to close out, and I pray that she gets some insight, along with many other artists that are out here. There's a time and place for everything. So with that, folks, I got so many I can choose from. What do I share with? Let's do this. Let's just close out with some love. Some love. Freeway of love.